45, 4 days to go now until voting in the general election on Friday, and the campaigns are hotting up. There is a new opinion poll in today's Irish Times. It shows a 6-point drop in support for Fine Gael, now on 19%, behind Fianna Fáil, which is up 2 points on 21%, and Sinn Féin on 20%, up 1 point. Independents are down 3 to 17. The Social Democrats are on 6%, up 2. Labour and the Greens are on 4%, and People Before Profit and AIM2 are on 3%. Let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, let's start with that poll, a 6-point drop in support for Fine Gael after a bad weekend for the party leader, Simon Harris.
It's a serious blow, isn't it, Justin? Fine Gael, going into the weekend, were kind of hinting that they were detecting that the three bigger parties were all beginning to bunch together. Then there was that incident in Kanturk where Simon Harris had an awkward encounter with the disability worker Charlotte Fallon, the controversy that followed, the fact that it was viewed millions of times online. And this poll, I suppose, doesn't fully take account of that, but it does run until Saturday, so it may have had some impact, but it probably can't be fully gauged either. But what you are seeing in the last two consecutive opinion polls now is a significant drop in support for Fine Gael. 4 in the poll yesterday in the Sunday Independent, and 6 points here. And of course, that is, on both instances, outside the margin of error. So by any standards, this is a blow for Fine Gael coming into that key part of any election campaign, the final few days.
And with that 6-point drop for Fine Gael, Micheál, the beneficiaries of that then, Fianna Fáil and the Social Democrats mainly, with Sinn Féin and People Before Profit also picking up.
Yeah, Fianna Fáil gets 2 percentage points out of that, going to 21. The Social Democrats get 2 as well, up to 6%. And PPP are 3, up 1. There's a point gain also for the Greens there. So, and that shows that things are still fairly congested, I suppose. And you look at the fact, will one of those smaller parties get a foothold now in this election in the closing days? That could be very significant in the end when it comes to the formation of a government. That is something, I suppose, there will be inevitably a huge focus on that leaders' debate between the three bigger parties. But is there scope for someone else now in these closing days to make an impact as well? AIM2 are static in this poll at 3, but they were up in the previous one. Pather Tobin saying last night it's revised its seat targets upwards. Could that be significant? And when you look at it too, although there is a drop of 3 points in the independence group here, that's including Independent Ireland, it's still a significant part of this election, and independence will have an impact, not just afterwards, you feel, but in determining those final seats in many constituencies that, of course, as always, will be crucial.
And tomorrow night, you mentioned it, 9:35 on RT1 television, the final TV debate of the campaign will take place. It will feature the leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. And there is a lot riding on that now for each of them.
There is a lot, and I suppose they have different tasks there. Sinn Féin clearly detect that they have momentum, but I suppose something the party is beginning to do now, and it's talking about building a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Mary Lou MacDonald talking about that yesterday. I suppose that's going to have to be sketched in some clearer terms during that debate. For the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders, they're going to have to show they are individual parties. Also, given that they say they won't form a government with Sinn Féin afterwards, try and find holes in the Sinn Féin message. But I suppose not being overly combative either as a tag team, which did seem to happen on occasions in the upfront debate last week. They're the challenges there. I suppose this is a key moment. I suppose if there's most pressure on anyone, it is now on Simon Harris, because he is going into this on the back foot, unquestionably, and he has to, at the very least, arrest the slide.
And what will he be focusing on then to try to do that?
I think what's going to come down to something very simple, which is going to be the message throughout today and the remaining days of the campaign for him. It's about the economy. It's about not putting jobs at risk and being there to try and have the proper supports in place if there is a transatlantic economic shock. That's going to be the Fine Gael message, you feel, going into these final days.
Micheál Lehan, our political correspondent, thank you for that. It is 8:50 after the break, 40 years since Band-Aid.